Sorrowful Mysteries. In these mysteries, we beg Mary for a greater access to and understanding of all that her Son suffered. This was, again and again, we must remember, for us, for you. It was for me. And yet we cannot grasp the horror of the cross, nor understand just how merciful was this willful suffering for us. We have tragically become used to seeing a man hanging on a cross, nailed in his hands and feet. But Roman citizens were told that they should not even look at a crucified man. It was such a shock. But the cross fails to shock us. As we gaze at these mysteries, two things seem worth asking for. First, a greater understanding of the seriousness, not just of sin, but of our sin, of my sin, your sin. Pope Pius XII once wrote that the most serious sin of our age was what he called a loss of the sense of sin. A man I know, after he saw the movie The Passion of the Christ, said, "If this was the remedy for our sickness, then how great must be the sickness?" So in these mysteries, we also call to mind the truth that we were not saved by Jesus' teaching or by his miracles, but by his cross, that is, by his suffering. And it is important to remember that Jesus was not passive in his suffering. This was, in fact, the most active moment of his life. He was willing to be there on the cross. You can't nail God to a cross if he doesn't want to be there. And this truth forever changes our sufferings. Now, this is not to say that suffering becomes a good thing. It does not. Suffering is never a good, but it can be used for good. Indeed, it can be used for the greatest of goods. St. Paul writes in Colossians 1:24, "I fill up in my own flesh what's lacking in the sufferings of Christ for the sake of his body, which is the church." Now, what in the world is lacking in the suffering of Christ? Nothing, except for my participation in it and yours. Jesus, to be sure, is the one and only Redeemer. But he invites you and me to share, as St. Paul makes clear, with him in the glorious work of redeeming the world. And we do this in a most powerful way when we unite our sufferings, whatever they may be, to his on the cross for others. As we pray these mysteries, especially for those of us hurting in a particular way, let us trust then that our sufferings are not in vain, any more than his cross was in vain. And though you and I don't yet see how they will help to redeem the world, we need to trust that one day we will see that.